I've been thinking about commitment versus freedom, and for most of my life, I've had it that commitment and freedom are on the other two separate ends of a spectrum. If I'm committed to something, I don't have the freedom to do something else to not do the thing I'm committed to. If I have the freedom, I'm not necessarily committed to anything. Pure freedom feels like lack of commitment. And then today, Katie told me about a TED Talk that relates to an experiment that was done where people picked their favorite paintings, their favorite prints of Claude Monet's paintings. And then they were told that they got to keep one of the paintings or one of the prints, and the other one they couldn't have. And half the group was told they had to make the decision now and it was irrevocable. And the other half were told that they had to make a decision now, but that it was revocable. And within 4 days, they could switch it out for the other print. Then at the 3 day mark, they measured how happy each of the participants and each of the groups was with their decisions. And what they found is that the group that had the irrevocable choice, that had to pick the print and not have the option of picking the other one, was happier than the other group that had the option. And this for me was an example of there being freedom in commitment, that in the commitment of choosing and not having the opportunity to go back, the group that chose the irrevocable choice of picking a print was actually happier. They had more freedom because they couldn't go and change their decision. Whereas the other group had what technically feels like freedom, but they didn't have the same level of happiness. And I'm getting that I equate freedom and happiness together. And maybe it's not freedom that I'm looking for, but maybe it's happiness. And so maybe happiness and commitment go hand in hand.